The song that we had this morning was one of the songs that I had at my ordination, the summons. And the theme for my ordination was, "Here I am, Lord, pick me, send me." Because I think the truth of our lives is that each one of us has been chosen for a specific piece of the gospel. We hear Jeremiah, he was telling us the other day, "Before you were in the womb, I picked you. As you were in the womb being knit, I chose you." Each one of us has a specific piece of the gospel, the good news that is ours, to spread, to share, to grow, to nurture, to make our own. Being called is never an easy thing. It's never a one-and-done sort of an event. When I was a kid and old enough to know that priests were priests, I wanted to be a priest. I had a cousin who was a priest. We lived across the street from the rectory, and so we saw priests all the time. I wanted to be one of those guys. When I was young, my brothers and sister and I, my Irish grandmother, the one who said to me, "You'll either be on the chair of Peter or the electric chair." Thanks, Grandma. Had an altar at her house, and so we would pretend to say Mass. Don't tell the Pope, but my sister got to be the priest once in a while. So I grew up with that idea. I was going to be a priest. I was going to be a parish priest. And so out of high school, I went to first year of seminary, and in my year of seminary, I realized that I was not smart enough, not mature enough, not anything enough to stay in seminary, and so I left. I had no clear idea what I was going to do, but I knew I wasn't supposed to be there. Not then. I also knew I'd be back. I remember sitting in the chapel in the seminary in Denver saying, "I'll be back." So I left, got a job, got married, had kids, got divorced, had my marriage annulled, and got in touch with the Capuchins, the Franciscans in Denver. And I said, "I'd like to be a Capuchin." And they said, "Well, when your kids are older, get back in touch with us and we'll see what we can do." So time passes as it does. My kids got older and I went back to the Caps and I said, "Okay, I'm ready." And they said, "You're too old." I said, "Excuse me? You're too old. Why don't you go see the Dominicans?" Okay. So I went and talked to the Dominicans. And the Dominicans had come and sees even then. They would take you to, they'd fly you to Chicago and you would visit the vocation director in Chicago. And I remember flying into Chicago for the first time and there were four people on that weekend for a come and see to see if they wanted to be Dominicans. Two of them were from Canada. There was me. And there was another younger man there who had graduated from high school with my son. Just a tad surreal. Of the four people that were there that weekend, I was the only one who was invited to submit papers to the Dominicans. Okay, I'm okay with that. Well, life unfolded for a couple of years. I went to all the mental health exams, flunked a couple of them, but they kept me anyway. Saw some things that they liked, and so they invited me to join the order. Now, here's something that most people don't know about me, is in Chicago, when they invite you into the order, they embrace you. They call it the embrasio. Well, I was in the library being embraced by the brothers, and outside the window in the playing fields, they had porta-potties. As they embraced me, one of the porta-potties caught fire. Moses had a bush. Apparently, I had a porta-potty. I do know that the first time that I put on my Dominican habit, I knew I was home. The call had been answered. And it's answered again and again and again. I am still a parent. I still have two children and four grandchildren. And I still worry about them as a parent and a grandparent does. Each of us has that same process going on in our lives every single day. God is calling us to respond to Him. Follow me. And we are challenged and invited every day to respond, "Here I am. Send me." And we do respond. We respond in our prayer lives. We respond in our ministries. We respond when we come together as a community to pray. That's responding to God's call. It's not always easy and it's not always clear, but we do it because we hear in Scripture, "Before you were born, I picked you. You are a special child of God, each one of you, and I have plans for you." People tell me that I was a late vocation. My vocation was right on time. I was in formation for a very long time. And sometimes we are. Sometimes we study and we pray and we wait and we wait and we pray and we study and we go, "Okay, God, I'm ready. Send me. What do you want me to do?" And He always responds if we listen. Sometimes the response is, "Live the life that you are living with passion and commitment. Be present. Be prayerful. Be active. Be engaged in your faith. Live it out, and you will be following me." So that's the challenge that I offer you today. Take a moment, spend some time today. Am I where God wants me to be? Has God called me to something else? Am I doing the things that God wants me to do? This is a good time to ask that question. Frankly, there's never a bad time, but this is as good a day as any to stop and ask the question, if God called me, would I respond? It's not about us not being sinful. We're as sinful as Peter was. God didn't call us because we weren't sinful. God called us because we were sinful, because we are broken, and because through that brokenness, Jesus Christ, the triune God, works through us every day of our lives if we were open to that presence. So, the invitation's out there. Come follow me. I guess it's up to you to whether or not you RSVP.